Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, your alternative doctor, and we're here talking about fat cells right now. But to get the body healthy, you have to get down on a cellular level. If you don't fix the cell, you'll never get well. You know, it's not hard to get somebody to lose weight. The hard part is to keep it off. And that's the unique thing about my office is that we get you healthy, and then you don't gain the weight back again. There's actually three phases. We call it the prep phase. This is where you first come in. We find the weakest gland and organ in your body. It could be the thyroid, could be the liver, could be your adrenal glands or somewhere else. We're going to get that good and healthy. Then we go into what we call the body phase. And here's where we're going to start cleaning up the body. We're going to clean up the glands and organs. We're going to clean up the liver, the gallbladder, intestinal tract, kidneys. These are the things that are avenues of where things have to flow out of the body with. And this is where a lot of people are sick. Now, some people say, well, I've already done a detox. I've done detoxes. They don't seem to work. Or I've done a detox and it was too hard for me. Or I've done a detox and I still have the problem. Well, you haven't gone deep enough to get to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is going to be on a cellular level. And the third phase, now, some people will clean up on the body phase and they don't need this third phase, but a lot of people will need this third phase. We call it the brain phase. It's really the cellular phase. It's where we actually get down and we actually get rid of toxins that may be accumulating around the brain. What's the number one thing they find in people with Alzheimer's? Aluminum around the brain. So that's what they Alzheimer's people have all in common. Well, they're finding mercury in the brains of babies babies that didn't make it, so to speak. They do autopsies on these, and they find mercury in the brain. Not, they didn't die because of the mercury. They died of something else, but they did an autopsy on them. So we call it the brain phase. We actually have products there. It's kind of in a kit, but we actually have a product that actually crosses the blood-brain barrier, scientifically proven to cross the blood-brain barrier and actually get in there and remove toxins that are accumulating around the brain. So when you come to my office, this is kind of the outline. We got the prep phase where we're going to handle the glands and organs, get you healthy. We got the body phase where we're going to start cleaning up glands, organs, making sure that the body's working like it should. At that point, some people may be done, some people may not. Then we're going to go into the brain phase if we have to go in and really clean things up on a cellular level. And we're going to clean up the cells, and we're talking about toxins. We're talking about getting rid of toxins. Now, where do toxins accumulate at, and where are they stored at? They're stored in the fat of your body. Now, the less fat you have, of course, the less places that toxins can be stored. But if you want to get rid of visceral fat, doing crash diets is not the answer. In my office, we have no diet, okay? People come in and they say, well, aren't you going to give me a diet? No, I'm not. What I'm going to do is I'm going to find out what you'd like, and we're going to design over time. Really, you're going to do this. We're going to design a program that you like. Everybody's different. Nobody likes all. Not everybody likes the same food. So some people will eat three meals a day. Some people eat five meals a day. Some people eat two meals a day. There's no law stating you have to eat three meals a day. So we will help you. We will assist you in developing that. That's not a problem, but we don't have a diet. And people that do these yo-yo diets, you know, they lose weight, then they gain the weight back. They lose weight, gain it back. They're consistently losing and then gaining weight back. This encourages visceral fat. It actually gets the body to make more visceral fat than you should have. So we don't want to do these yo-yo diets. In the long run, they're actually detrimental to our health. What we do want to do is eat good food, good quality food. And we want to eat good proteins, good vegetables, and a little bit of fruit. You do have to be a little careful of the fruit. It's not the same fruit that our ancestors ate. They've crossbred it, hybrid it, and it's almost look at fruit almost like candy. It can stop weight loss. Just eating fruit could stop weight loss. And then your carbohydrates, which are mostly grains, you have to substitute the old grains for the new grains, or what we call ancient grains. These would be like quinoa. They would be buckwheat. It would be millet. Those are the grains that you want to use, and you want to stay away from the oats. You want to stay away from the whey, or not the whey, the wheat, and you want to stay away from barley and all the regular grains. All right, what else can you do to lose visceral fat? Well, I'm sorry to say this, but you're going to have to exercise. Physical inactivity has significantly increased visceral fat. So if you're not active, you're going to have more visceral fat. While those who exercised frequently had significantly decreased in visceral fat. So if you exercise, your visceral fat actually goes down. Those who did not exercise had about 8.6% increase in visceral fat. And those who exercised had the highest amount. Now, this is a lot of exercise, in my opinion. 17 miles of jogging per week is what this study was done on. Those who exercised the highest amount, which is the average of 17 miles per week of jogging, had a 8.1% decrease in the visceral fat. That's fat in and around the glands and organs. And those who exercised a low amount, this would be 11 miles of jogging, did not have significant increase or decrease in the visceral fat. So mainly what you have to do is you have to do aerobic exercise to get rid of visceral fat. Now, I don't recommend, just going on a 17-mile jog. What I recommend is interval training, where you can get more aerobic exercise going in less time. So you would go as hard as you can aerobically. This could be on a treadmill, jumping jacks, walking or running in place. And you go as hard as you can, or you build it up to as hard as you can for 1 minute. Then you stop, and your goal is to recover within 30 seconds and then do it again for 1 minute. Now, that sounds kind of easy when you talk about it, but to physically do that, it's actually pretty hard on you. Some people may need to wait a minute before they could recover and then run a jog 1 minute. Some people cannot jog or run as hard as they can for 1 minute. They have to work that up over time. So exercise, there's just no way around it. Exercise, these bodies were designed to move. We got a product at our office, or I should say a computer at our office. It's called the heart rate variable, and it tests on how strong your heart is. I don't know if you know this or not, but if your glands aren't working right, like your thyroid isn't working right, it will actually change the way your heart beats, the sound of the beat. And that's what our heart rate variable picks up, is heart sound. And it tells us, do you need to exercise more? It can also tell us, and this has happened many times, are you exercising too much? You could score that you're exercising too much on the heart rate variable. Most of them is that they're not exercising enough. These hearts and these bodies are made to move, and we're just not moving them like we used to. You know, our ancestors, they were out in the fields, they were working, they were hunting, they were gathering things. They were busy all day long physically. Now, I get a lot of people, they say, I look at their heart rate variable and I tell them that they need to do some aerobic exercise, some interval training exercise. And you only do that interval training for 10 minutes, three times a week. And they say, well, I'm very active. I'm always going up and down stairs at the office. I walk so many steps per day. Well, those are called the activities of daily living. That's what you're doing every day. Exercise has to be above and beyond your normal routine in most cases. So most people could do 10 minutes, and you do 10 minutes of interval training. Now, if you're interested in that, you can always go to my website, youralternativedoctor.com, and over on the right-hand side, it explains how to do the interval training. There's an article there under links, and it's linked to the research on interval training, as well as an article explaining the interval training. During this study, they also found that the modest exercise program, which is equivalent to a brisk 30-minute walk six times a week, that's quite a bit, six times a week, can prevent the accumulation of visceral fat, while even more exercise actually reversed the amount of visceral fat. All right. So the key here is exercise. Now, if I find one thing hard to do, or to get people to do, I should say, or patients to do, and that is to exercise. For some reason, we all think we don't need to exercise. But you should be exercising at least 3 times a week. If you did the interval training, that's 10 minutes of interval training, the way I told you to do that, is equivalent to 45 minutes of moderate exercise. So that's 10 minutes. If you did it 3 times a week, that's equivalent to 2.5 hours of moderate exercise. That's 30 minutes total exercise, but it's equivalent to 2.5 hours of moderate exercise. So you could get rid of some visceral fat. That seems to work the best. It wasn't in that study, but that's what I find works the best, and people will start to slim down. So a couple of things you want to do to get rid of your visceral fat, fat in and around the body, cut your carbohydrates down to 75 grams or less. Just take the viewpoint, I'm not going to eat a whole bunch of grains, and start your interval training. And I can guarantee you in about 2 weeks, you'll lose some weight. You'll probably lose about 15 pounds like that one guy did that I told you earlier. And he didn't even do any exercise. All right, we're going to take a break. And I'll be back here in just a few minutes.